There are still several shows left this year, but Mill Mountain Theater has just announced what's in store for its 2020 season, a mix of comedy, drama, and musical classics. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno, me live in studio is Ginger Poole, the producing artistic director from Mill Mountain Theater. We're going to talk about the 2020 season, which was just revealed last night. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right.
Now, Ginger, before we talk about 2020, there are still several shows left this year, including two classics on the Trinkle main stage. If you would, talk about what's coming up. Sound of Music, Romeo and Juliet. Talk about the schedule still
sure,
left to go.
Sure, what's left in 2019. We're actually in rehearsals for The Glass Menagerie. Tennessee Williams will open that in about another week and a half. So we're super excited to put an American classic on the Trinkle main stage. We then have one over on our Fringe series, the Black Box space, which is the smaller space. It's called Every Brilliant Thing, and it's a beautiful show. It's a one-man show about his relationship with his mother. It's very comical, but it's very poignant. It's very current as far as mental health and what he deals with his mom growing up. And then we'll wrap up. We also have Romeo and Juliet. You mentioned that.
Right, yeah. Which is like a one-hour version
conservatory students.
Which are all young people. And it's teenagers. And that's really who Romeo and Juliet really were.
They were 13 and 14 years old. So, So it's very, again, to put a Shakespeare piece up with our conservatory students, it's so important. And then we'll round out 2019 with what I always say is Roanoke's favorite show. It's the most requested show we get to do is the classic Sound of Music.
Right. I mean, I always think of Julie Andrews on the side of that hill in
of
the
course.
Movie version.
It's iconic.
The hills are, you know. This, so, but that's the most requested one.
It truly is. I mean, we can put out a survey, and that one always just blows up the charts as far as what Roanoke wants to see. So,
all right. Well, we'll talk about the. You did the reveal last night. You said you had a couple hundred people show up.
We did. This was. It's turned into a really fun tradition for us. Last night was the sixth season that we've announced in this way. We've got a great partnership with Three Notched Brewery right across the street, right across from Campbell, and they provided some wonderful food for us. We had some great craft beers and wine and even craft sodas, and we invited those 200 or so folks in with us, and we have the full staff up on the stage so people can recognize faces with names, and we let them have the inside peek of what's going on for the next season.
Before we just roll out some of the names, how long does it take you, like how far ahead, Ginger, would you plan for the next year's season? When do you start planning?
As crazy as it
sounds. Because you have to get licensing and all that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So we have a wonderful artistic committee that's comprised of staff members, board members, community members, and we start this process. We announced last night for 2020, we're already talking about 2021. So by the time we get to serious conversations in like February, March, April, I'm securing rights, and hopefully by June we have everything secured. And that's the hard part, because then we have to sit on it and keep it a secret until September when we announce to the public.
Well, let's talk about what's on the Trinkle main stage next year. You've got two musicals and a drama. You've got Dream Girls in March, about an all-girl Motown group in Chicago trying to make it big. And then all the way to the Christmas season show, Holiday Inn, which was actually a movie first.
It was.
Before it was a play. Everybody remembers the movie, Danny Kaye,
that's
Bing
right.
Crosby.
That's right. This is another Irvin Berlin. And if you're a White Christmas fan, this is very similar, from the same vein, same time period. Like you said, it was that movie first before it was the musical. And again, it's just that happy, you know, big tap numbers, big production numbers, huge cast. Songs that you're going to recognize. So it'll be another one of those holiday favorites.
And Dream Girls, a very popular show, sort of the Motown feel.
It is. It's, you know, people say, you know, is it about the Supremes? It's not, but you can see the parallels as far as that all-girl group growing up in a Motown background and, you know, fighting for, you know, their rights and what they needed to break through in the music industry in the 60s. Of course, it was incredible. Tony Award winner on Broadway. And then just in, 2006, they remade it in a movie and I think that's where mainstream people recognized, oh, wait, I know Dream Girls, even though I didn't know it was a musical on Broadway first.
And there were a number of Motown girl groups in the 60s, the Shirelles.
So many.
You know, that were going through the same thing.
Yes.
So Dream Girls is in March, Holiday Inn is in the Christmas season, December.
That's right.
And talk about something much heavier next September, The Diary of Anne Frank. Talk about that. This is a new adaptation, just about eight people hiding out in, I think, Amsterdam during Nazi Germany's reign, yes. And talk about that. And is this a good time to put it on?
I mean, I think, again, this is one of those stories that it's unfortunately timeless. It's still an important story to tell. It's still current as far as what we are dealing within our own country and our politics and whatnot. And this is an opportunity. It really connects. It's still taught in the school systems here in Roanoke City, Roanoke County, and Salem. And it's important that we connect something with live theater and connect it back to the classrooms and literacy and reading. So we hope to have a lot of school showings for The Diary of Anne Frank, along with our public performances as well.
And it's not all gloom and doom. There's some humor in there. I mean, absolutely. She was a very bright young girl, and they lived for a couple of years before they were found out up there. So that's people, right. It's not all heavy.
No, it's not. And I think some of the best dramas have that humor, because it's real. I mean, real life, there's humor. It's not just doom and gloom day in and day out. There's moments of hope. There's moments of humor and family. And it's a wonderful, wonderful piece.
When you do, and we're talking with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater, when you mount a serious play, a drama, do you always think twice about it, or do you always try to get a drama on every other year at least? Or
I think it's important as far as a professional regional theater and what we're producing, that we do have something that is a little bit more weighty. I mean, the musicals are fantastic. We all love those musicals. But I think it is important to have those important pieces of theater represented in our season.
Before I throw it back to Joey, I want to ask you one other question. Remind people, Ginger, what Mill Mountain Theater is. It's an equity theater, what that means, and where your lead actors come from.
Sure. We are a professional regional theater. We do have a strong relationship with Equity, which is the Actors and Stage Managers Union. We always have a local audition here in Roanoke before we even go to New York. So we check out our local talent first, then we head up to New York, and then we actually round it out with the Southeastern Theater Conference, and that's where we find like our college and university students to flesh out, apprenticeships and choruses and things like that. So there's always something for everybody, all age groups, and we scour to find the best of the best to bring them to Roanoke.
And I know that you have quite a few actors that wind up coming back. You know, maybe if they're in New York, they're nice to, they feel, hey, it's great to escape the hustle and bustle.
Absolutely.
Once in a while, and they really seem to have an affinity for Roanoke and Mill Mountain Theater.
They do. I mean, the guest artists that we have come in, they all say this is like an oasis, and they love coming to Roanoke, and they really want to come back to Mill Mountain.
All right, 8:51 at WFIR. We're delighted to have in studio with us Ginger Poole, producing artistic director from Mill Mountain Theater. Ginger, two plays next year in the Fringe series. That's on the smaller, more intimate Waldron stage, Cabaret and the Cake. We all know Cabaret from the movie and Broadway shows. So, Ginger, what's the Cake all about, and what's the idea behind the Fringe series? You've asked theatergoers for input in that series?
And I have to say, Cabaret's actually on the Trinkle stage.
We are. Oh, we're going to push the walls this
That's
year.
My bad.
No. It's a new education moment. We are going to push the walls with Cabaret and take that over to the Trinkle.
Okay.
We feel that it's going to have that draw, that audience pull. And we can only seat 99 people over at the Waldron stage. So Cabaret is Fringe material, but we'll do it over on the Trinkle. As far as the Cake, which will be on the Waldron stage, this is straight out of the headlines. The North Carolina baker who was asked to bake a cake for her best friend's daughter's wedding to find out that the spouse-to-be is another bride, and she's going through her own turmoil of, do I do this or do I not? What does this mean for my business? What does this mean about me? And there's a lot of humor, and again, it's a poignant story that needs to be told, but there's a lot of humor, but a lot of heart behind this one, so we're excited to have this. And as far as the Fringe series, this was something that was just born about, let's see, four seasons ago, where we, as again, talking about, Mill Mountain Theater being a professional regional theater, we were looking at the programming that we were providing, and it was important that we kept saying, we have something for everybody, but not everybody likes a big splashy musical. Not everybody likes a children's show. So we needed some edgier content. We needed things that were more current. And this was the perfect platform to engage the viewers that wanted to see this type of material. So that was the birth of the Fringe series.
I think it's interesting. The Cake was actually written by somebody involved with the NBC series This Is Us.
That's right. So the writing is incredible. I mean, if you're familiar with that show, There's a lot of a laughter, and then the next minute you'll be bawling crying. So there's a lot of that.
Which, that's what theater is all about.
That is visceral.
Talk with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater about the 2020 season. Got a couple of minutes left. Music series in 2020 is back. Golden Age of Broadway for two shows in May, and the Crooners concert in August. Talk about that. That's always a big favorite. And when was the Golden Age of Broadway anyway?
So if you think of like all those chestnuts, like, you know, Carousel, State Fair, Oklahoma, those type musicals, that's what you're going to hear in that, the Golden Age of Broadway concert series. And then the Crooners concert, think of, you know, from Nat King Cole to Frank Sinatra, all the way to, you know, Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. So all of those, you know, sweet velvety voices that we love. And that, something, a fun fact about the music series, this is something that a lot of people think that it's a touring group that comes down and plops down in Roanoke for a night or two and then, you know, goes over to Knoxville or something. These are all self-produced pieces that we do in-house in only a week's worth of rehearsal. We bring back some of our fan favorites to be our vocalists for us, and they're an absolute blast. $25 a ticket, no matter where you sit, and there's an urgency to it because there's only two nights only, Friday and Saturday.
And that's a popular series, isn't it?
It's a very popular series. We're very pleased with that one, yes. A
couple of minutes left. We're talking with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater, and just let's touch on the Young Audience series. Seems like it's really taking off. There are five plays next year, including the Youth Playwrights Competition, The Right Stuff,
that's right,
Treasure Island, Polka Dots, Cinderella, and a Peter Pan treatment, Peter and Wendy. And these involve kids from the conservatory program?
This is featuring our students from the community who are part of our conservatory group. Some of this is like Write Stuff is a young playwrights competition. Treasure Island and Peter and Wendy are a Pay What You Can series, again, connecting that live theater experience to literacy. These shows, we actually, if you come to the show, you leave with a book. So that's part of our mission, and a lot of our grant support, we're connecting that so people go home and encourage them to read and talk about what they saw on the stage. Polka Dots, the Cool Kids musical, is actually the tour that we take out in the community, and we hit the libraries and the parks, and again, get a book on the way home. This one's a neat twist. You might not recognize anything from the title, but it's based off the Little Rock Nine.
Which one?
Polka Dots.
Okay.
It's about a little girl who is a polka dot that moves into a square community. And of course, they have the parallels of dealing with the Little Rock Nine and what she went through, but on a level that young people can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that. And then this big summer conservatory musical is Cinderella on the Trinkle main stage. So we're excited to have that one. Yep.
And then the classic people of Cinderella.
That's right.
Where can people find out about more what's going on next season? Where do they go?
Absolutely. Check out our website, www.millmountain.org, and we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check us out.
Hate to do this to you, but 15 seconds, the state of Mill Mountain Theater
is fantastic. Come see us. We're happy. We're healthy. We want to see you. So meet me at Mill Mountain.
All right. Ginger Poole, producing artistic director for Mill Mountain Theater, talking about the 2020 season and what's left this year. And Ginger, always thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Good to be here.